Blog Talk Radio.
Radio on Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Curtis True Character Townsend, here with the co-host at this time.
Rick, just a Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, White Sox fan, Thomas, yo.
Hey, this is hope we're greeting everybody in the height of their NFL experience. We had a lot of free agents moving around this week, man. So this is what they call the NFL New Year. So happy New Year to you, bro.
Happy New Year. Happy Football New Year.
All right, so you know this is this show is pretty much where you excel at. So, man, go ahead. Let me have it, man. Who had the greatest signing?
The greatest signing? The greatest signing
so far
would be, as far as good for the team player or for the organization, period? For the organization, I like that the Rams got rid of Sam Bradford and have Nick Foles now. Like, they don't have to worry about the quarterback position being stuck with a quarterback that keeps getting hurt. And Dominican Sue going to the Dolphins with Cameron Wake. That's going to do something. Jimmy Graham to the Seahawks, that's huge. They haven't had a playmaker like that in the passing game ever since Russell Wilson been there. So it's a lot of big names that did a lot of putting over the hump as far as teams getting better.
But the signing that I liked was being Dominican Sue going to the Dolphins. And like you said, being paired up with Cameron Wake. That's going to be huge for their defense. Their offense was already coming around. Last year, Tannehill wasn't bad. That Landry guy, he's decent. The run game, I forgot the running back's name, but he was decent. And they had a tight end who was decent. So that's a pretty well-rounded team right now.
And they all in the same division as the New England Patriots. So that whole division, where it was the, in that division, it's the Jets, Dolphins, Patriots, and who else is one more team? Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, and
Bills, Buffalo. So
Buffalo got better.
That whole AFC East got better as a whole with the Jets getting Revis and the Bills getting CJ Spiller. They already had a good front. And I don't think Brady knows anything about Adonikin Sue.
No, they do not. But they will find out very soon. The thing about the Jets, they lost the defensive coordinator who had the crazy schemes, blitz packages.
Rex Ryan?
I don't know if that's Rex Ryan, yeah. But I'm not sure how that defense is going to look. I'm really not sure how that offense is going to look either, even with the addition of Brandon Marshall and on the defense, Darrell Revis.
It should be huge. You say what? Say that again, bro.
I said with the emergence of the arrival of Brandon Marshall and Darrell Revis, I'm still not sold on the team being all around because I don't know what defense they're going to run. I don't even know the offense that they are. Who's going to be the quarterback?
Well, the defense, Oh, my bad. Go ahead, bro.
I'm done.
The defense, that's Todd Bowles. So that's the Arizona Cardinals defensive coordinator. So they're going to run a three-man front, and they were saying it earlier that they blitz 50% of the time, so you can be well-prepared to know that they're going to be a blitz-happy team coming from everywhere. It's a 3-4 look. And now they have a shutdown corner, which makes everything a lot better. I believe they're going to keep Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie. That's huge. You got two of the better man-to-man press coverage cornerbacks in the league on the same team. Not to mention Sheldon Richardson. They got a good defense, bro. Really good defense.
Now, speaking of their defense and Brandon Marshall in the same sentence, it's going to be interesting in training camp to see those two go up against each other. I anticipate a couple of fisticuffs out of competition.
They always didn't get along, especially when Revis played for the Jets and Marshall played for the Dolphins. They didn't really care.
I remember that.
Because it's like that's how they is with against each other. You got the best cornerback in the league against the self-proclaimed best wide receiver in the league.
Now, I remember that game. Brandon Marshall said he was going to get himself ejected out the game. He didn't know how, but it was definitely going to happen. And Revis was going to have something to do with it.
I don't know, but I remember Revis got an interception in the end zone that was targeted for Brandon Marshall and returned it back like 96 yards for the touchdown.
Yeah, that's enough to cause a little bad blood for sure. So, now the Bears have picked up McPhee, which should
Purnell.
Be something. Purnell McPhee, which is something we should be very happy about because I heard, like, when he was introducing himself and they asked him what kind of player he was, he said he was violent.
Violent. I like to be violent. That made me happy.
I like to be violent.
Ain't that crazy?
I'm extremely happy.
Somebody say they violent makes you happy as a football fan.
I've never heard anybody on the Bears say that they're violent. I play up simple football, or You know, I play fast football. I play smart football. Nobody just said they were violent.
Lamar Houston once said it, but yeah, as far as nasty, I think, well, I was going to say, I think Calhoun thinks of him playing that way.
Calhoun, yes. Yes. I would like to hear somebody on defense say that they were violent. Like, I want to rip your head off.
You know, we don't have any
like
of those.
No, we don't have any. We have one now. We have McPhee. And so far, we're keeping Cutler. I know you're not too happy about that. Neither is the rest of Chicago. I think I might be one of the only people that's okay.
You're driving a bandwagon. It's just you and him.
I think it's me, him, and Abstract from the page. I think it's just me and Abstract, pretty much, in the city of Chicago. So here's the thing. Like, I wanted to put a picture up on the page yesterday of Jay Cutler, but I said, you know what? I'm going to respect everybody because nobody likes him in the group. I'm just going to wait until he throws his first couple touchdowns, and the picture's staying up all season.
You would think. You would hope
it's going to happen.
Well, everybody's going to be happy if he does good because we're all Bears fans.
Yeah, but I'm going to ride everybody at you, especially you. I can't wait for the show. 5 games in, we're going to see how Cutler's doing. You
know, yeah, they were saying how long of a leash do you give them. And Scoop Jackson was saying like 8 games. A lot of people saying different. Yeah, I was thinking like I wasn't even thinking as far as him lasting the whole season, but yeah, he shouldn't have a long leash.
I say you give him 5 games. You should know by in 5 games, depending on who the opponent is.
I'm gonna give him 6.
Give him about 6 games.
Yeah, because 4 games. if he's hurt, he's out of there. He's out of there.
Once he gets hurt, that's it?
No, I don't want him to get hurt.
Oh, wow.
If he does get hurt, he lost his job because that's the only reason he is, because we can't trade him or let him go because of the I don't think it's going to work.
Contract? Well, I wonder who. So he gets hurt. Do we draft a quarterback to back him up, Jimmy Clausen is going to be his backup. So that's who's going to come in if he can.
Jimmy
Clausen job is Cutler. Jimmy Clausen.
Jimmy Clausen is going to be the backup. Jimmy Clausen is
going to
be the backup.
According to you, if Cutler gets hurt, he's going to be the starter from going forward. I don't think Cutler would lose his job if he gets hurt. Really, I don't. Depending on the injury.
I mean, I don't see how he would keep it. Like,
yeah, I don't think
he would do that. He ain't gonna be the last.
He's still getting paid a large sum of money, which is one of the reasons that we kept him, which is really the main reason that we kept him. So if he gets hurt, he got to come back to play.
But I don't think we're going to be bothered with him. It's like he just messed up his shot. Like, you sign a player to a 1-year contract? You sign a player to a 1-year contract and he gets hurt?
Okay, well, that's different. Cutler's not necessarily on a 1-year contract. He's on a 1-year breath. He has, like, one life left. One lifeline. So it's not the conventional 1-year contract, but yeah, okay, yeah, it's a 1-year contract. So Yeah, the other signing, we had some pretty quick exits from the league, too. We got Jason World, Jake Locker, Patrick Willis. I would like to say those are smart men.
Can I hold it up and do it?
I mean, you come in the league, you know, you dream of playing in the league all your life. You get here, you see what it's about. And then, you know, you start a family, you know, your life changes. You probably start a family or you got some grandkids on the way. Everybody wants to be able to walk around and enjoy your life after football. So, exiting early to me, Jake Locker and Willis and World, I'm fine with. Always say leave with your health. I'm really just talking because I myself, I know myself.
You yourself.
I'm not leaving until my legs fall off. But you know, each is on. I'd be that Steve Jackson. I mean Steve Smith. Just gonna keep playing.
Yeah.
Forever. Another tight end that was released that I liked, Buffalo released Scott Chandler. So I guess they received play in return. Okay, so they don't have so the Bills, did they sign Charles Clay?
Charles Clay?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Charles Clay.
I don't know who Charles Clay is.
Charles Clay is the tight end from the Dolphins. Hold up.
No, I don't know about a Charles Clay. I know C.J. Spiller left. And they got LeSean McCoy, and they lost out on Kiko Alonso. Clay, I don't know about their tight end.
LeSean Clay is the tight end for the Dolphins.
I can't believe that he doesn't. No, I'm trying to think. Like, the only person I know is Clay Matthews as far as a Clay.
Okay, yeah, the Dolphins, I believe, have a Charles Clay. He was the transition tag from the Dolphins. And I think the Buffalo Bills were trying to pick him up. So,
yeah, they when they have offensive firepower, they do have Sammy Watkins, which is a great young speed demon playmaker of a receiver. We all know what LeSean McCoy is. They have a good defense with Marcell Dareus and others. They let go of Kiko Alonso. They have Stephen Gilmore. They're a good young team, bro. A nice young team.
They do. I agree. I definitely agree.
They got the possibility of being like an AFC version of the Seahawks.
But their front seven is dominating. Their front seven is a dominating front seven. Like one of the best in the league.
So, I wonder. I wouldn't exactly call them the Seattle. I don't know. I would probably place them in the. No, I want to place them where they're at.
They have a championship defense, bro. They hold figures. EJ Manuel didn't pan out the way they wanted to. That's it. Like, if you give them, like, a decent quarterback, they need a couple more weapons on offense. But if you give them a decent quarterback, they have pieces on offense, I mean, on defense, just to make it like Seattle, like a great ground-and-pound running offense with a stellar defense.
Who did you just compare them to? I mean, who did you just, you said a decent quarterback. What's wrong with Tannehill?
DJ Manuel?
No, Ryan Tannehill.
That's Miami Dolphins.
Oh, you're talking
that's
about
Miami
the
Dolphins.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah. Ryan Tannehill is a Dolphins. They got EJ
right.
Manuel.
Okay.
I think they, when they had it, I know they ain't got Ryan Fitzpatrick anymore. But yeah.
No, Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to back up somebody on the Jets. He's going to the Jets. Then they brought in Cal Orton last year.
Yeah, they tried him. Didn't he retire? No, he didn't retire.
He did retire. Yeah, Cal Orton retired.
Oh, yeah?
So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with that quarterback. I mean, they can try Emmanuel again.
They have to. This is only like his, second year? No, this is his third year.
This is his third year.
He said he's too buddy-buddy with players. Like, he doesn't understand. Like, he can't be everybody's friend. Like, you're going to have to be a leader and get mad at people. Like, you can't make it like you scared to, like, say we friends and we play on the same team. I can't be thinking, like, just because we're friends, I can't tell you, like, hey, you're going to have to do this. Like, demand of you where you might get mad. But it's for the better of the game. EJ Manuel's too friendly. Like, he got to get in people, you know what I'm saying? He got to be the leader.
Exactly. Now, I hadn't heard that, but that's pretty interesting. We have another quarterback in the league that can't lead. But this is a friendly call.
Guess what I'm
going
to have to do? Get a bigger TV.
I don't know. Everybody can't be a Tom Brady, though. Everybody can't be an Aaron Rodgers, but that's what you compare it to. But speaking of elite, is Drew Brees on the move?
Yeah.
You hear me, bro?
Who?
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, they was talking about he could be on the move, but I wouldn't give him up.
Hello? Yeah, it doesn't seem like, I mean, it seems like if they give up Drew Brees, they're definitely in a total rebuild mode. Total rebuild mode. But they did sign Chris Ivory to an extent.
Chris Ivory, he was straight running back.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him. No, not Chris Ivory. Oh, man. Who was the running back? Not Chris Ivory. What was the Saints running back name?
Mark Ingram.
Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram, right. Yeah, they signed Mark Ingram to an extension.
Yeah, he was called, one of the rebuild mode.
Go ahead.
But they gave away their best player, which is horrible. Like, that whole team is, like, it is Drew Brees' team, but that offense is wrapped around Jimmy Graham being able to create mismatches as, like, Darren Sproles and then, you know what I'm saying, Marcus Cousins, like, all mismatches. But with him being gone, the focal point of your offense, I don't know who's the number one as far as that offensive threat besides Brees just being a good quarterback. Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of things changed. There should be a lot of optimism in a lot of the cities. Everybody made a good trade. Well, not everybody, but it was a lot of big teams made themselves better. It wasn't a boring free agency period this year in the NFL. a lot of big names. Like the Eagles are just,
I agree.
I don't know what the Eagles doing. They just went berserk with just trading. Like, I don't understand the Sam Bradford for Nick Foles. If Sam Bradford never got hurt, yes, he's better than Nick Foles. But coming off two consecutive ACL tears on the same knee, back-to-back years, and then the first year it was like a shoulder, and coming out of college it was about his shoulder. So he's like damaged goods for a person that didn't do as good like in Nick Foles last year as the year before when he only threw like one or two interceptions.
But, and that's what his contract came with. The Eagles are getting their pick back. Sam Bradford does not end up the starting quarterback for the season.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's a nice deal. When you're getting a quarterback like that, that's a very good deal.
Yeah, but as far as the Rams, and now the Rams, the only thing that was wrong with the Rams was they always came into the season thinking Sam Bradford was going to be their quarterback. And he will always get hurt, like every fourth game out for the year. So it was like always a letdown waiting to happen. Now coming in with Nick Foles, you know you have a quarterback that's capable of starting every game of the year. And you can just build from there. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about you can't really tell who's going to get hurt. But you're not coming into the season thinking, like, I hope he doesn't get hurt again. Like, you know? And their offense, I mean, their defense is stacked.
I would have to agree with you. That was the only problem with them. And they got nice receivers. They got Brian Quick, and they got another guy in the young running backs. They got two. Right. I mean, yeah, they're pretty set. So I think Nick Foles is going to come in and do a good job for them. Hey, we got to sign out. Our time has come. So enjoy your night, everybody. Check us out Saturday on the Power Hour, 11 to 11:30 maybe. We got to get back to the Power Hour. So,
all right.
Everybody, enjoy your night. This is Sports Reality Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Peace out.
Peace.